This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. So I'll jump into today's podcast, and I've titled it Letting Go. And we all know that life can be difficult and full of various challenges, and it's natural to want to control our environment and circumstances, but sometimes life throws us curveballs that are completely out of our hands. And in these moments, it's important to remember that some things simply aren't in our own control, no matter how much we wish they were. And the key is to focus on what you can do, not on what you cannot do. So instead of feeling overwhelmed because something isn't working out as planned, try to change your mindset. Focus on what positive actions you can take in order to move forward with your day. And make sure that anything outside of your power doesn't drag you down. Because feeling uncomfortable or even disappointed when things don't go our way is really a natural response. And I'm certain it's one that we have all experienced, but it shouldn't stop us from functioning or introduce undue stress or anxiety. Understanding the importance of our emotional response and the need for control in our lives is key when it comes to our own mental health. And it may not always be about the things that go awry or don't go as we had hoped, but it can be just as much, if not more, about losing a sense of agency or control. And recognizing this is usually the first step in changing how we respond to situations. By taking some proactive steps and developing tools that might help us grapple with the loss of control can help us put back a place of power and foster a healthier response when twists and turns that appear in life ultimately happen. And as a society, we often strive for control, and the idea of having control can be comforting. However, it is important to critically think about how much of our life is actually in our own control. When we remind ourselves that many aspects of our life are quite fluid and cannot be completely managed, we start to realize that trying to control everything is not a good solution, and it's usually counterproductive. By looking at things and acknowledging what's outside of our power, it helps us to see things from a different perspective, one that includes the fact that sometimes letting go of the reins of control can make us more accepting and liberated. We don't need constant control in order to gain insight and peace, and that realization should help us embrace some uncertainty as part of growing in an ever-evolving world. Now, it's really common in first responders, particularly police, fire, EMS, those that are at the scene of tragedies, to try to control everything at a scene. We know that. Unfortunately, that starts to extend to other parts of life, and trying to control everything is dangerous, and that can ultimately lead to increased levels of anxiety. And we try to control things in an effort to distance ourselves from negative emotions, but usually ends up doing the exact opposite. So participating in activities that involve us giving away some authority may actually help reduce anxiety and foster some kind of contentment, allowing ourselves to kind of accept that life as it is rather than trying to forcefully control it. And that can help us feel more grounded and relaxed, and embracing uncertainty with grace rather than desperately seeking out comfort through controlling our thoughts and emotions is kind of what we're after here. The idea of not caring so much can come off as liberating. After all, by simply reframing our lives around this concept allows us to see our anxieties and challenges from a different angle, one that gives us permission to let go, even if only for a short period of time. And there's a bestseller book, and a lot of you may have seen it, maybe you've read it, but it's by Mark Manson, and it's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, and let you fill in the blanks in there. But it really is empowering to just not care, right? And that is probably where first responders struggle the most, is by letting go of some of that control when we're not at work. His book shows that how that shift in mindset leads to freedom and happiness and untangling the overwhelming web of feelings that we experience every day. It is pretty easy to get bogged down in life and feel powerless when it comes to the things that we want to control. And just something so simple as weather or traffic jams, or something more complex to how another person feels, we are often left feeling frustrated and helpless, especially in tense situations. it's important that we understand our own limits and to not take too much responsibility onto ourselves, because at the end of the day, we can't control everything. We can control very little, in fact. And if it bothers us, taking a step back and looking at the big picture can also be a better solution. One of the best things that we can do for ourselves when we start feeling tension or anxiety is to kind of just take a moment and pause. Understand what you can change and what you can't. Come back to the present moment and react in a way that takes away some of that pressure and gives you more control over what you can actually feel. Because oftentimes we get so wrapped up in trying to take control of things in our lives that we forget about the bigger picture. The truth is that there are many forces at play that are beyond our control, and we can't change them, sway them, or alter how they affect us, but we can let go of the need to feel as though we are responsible for everything. And, you know, a friend and I were talking about this very topic one day, and quite simply just said, worrying has never solved anything. And that's what we tend to do when we can't control things. We tend to think about it and let it fester, and then it becomes worry. And just ask yourself that. Has worrying about whatever issue that's bothering you ever solved it? Chances are it probably hasn't. In the single history of mankind, worrying hasn't solved anything. And we get stuck in this cycle of constantly playing out various scenarios in our heads, the what ifs, worried about what might go wrong or how things could go off the rails. But if we practice a little bit of pause and learning to trust our intuition, we can move away from that kind of destructive thinking, because it doesn't do anything for us to worry except waste precious energy that we could put towards something else that's more actionable for resolving issues that we can control, for instance. As uncomfortable as it can feel, it is important to disengage from the small stuff and take that step back. And we're often so focused on the little things that we don't even realize how insignificant they actually are in the grand scheme of things. It's almost as if putting too much energy into those aspects of life can inhibit our own ability to see what really matters. That compelling phrase, "don't sweat the small stuff," isn't really just a catchy line. It's practical wisdom for living a happier life, because in reality, the only thing you control is your own perspective and choices. And when life throws curveballs, it's easy to get overwhelmed. When we start to overthink and become anxious, wanting to control everything around us that we can't, that ends up building up stress, and then try to succumb to that stress. So take a step back. Most things in our lives are actually out of our hands. We're a passenger in many ways and a lot of things, like we talked about earlier. Something as simple as the weather, I can't control that. I'm a passenger to what the weather is going to be. I'm a passenger to what traffic is going to be on my way to my next appointment, meeting, whatever. So when you kind of pause, put that situation in perspective, and recognize that it's okay to let some things roll off your back and, you know, not feel like you have to take the reins of control on everything, or, you know, try to solve that problem, because that's the other thing that happens with, if the idea of control isn't resonating, how many times you try to fix things that really don't need to be fixed. And I think that's a key there, because especially for males, we tend to be fixers. So when things aren't going our way, we try to fix them and try to put things back in where we think that order is. And the reality is, we don't control so many of the variables that went into making it be broken in the first place. So learn to step back a little bit and just pause and breathe and let it be. And when you're out backpacking with us in Frontline Freedom, you really learn to appreciate and respect the power that nature holds, because you might have your own plans and goals in mind, but the terrain that you can't control and the weather that you can't control will ultimately decide what your day looks like. And that's a humbling situation to be in, when you are literally at the mercy of the elements, and learn that sometimes there's nothing more you can do other than accept a circumstance and make the best of them. Rather than get frustrated or disappointed over something we can't control, it's better to just let go and enjoy the beauty of where you are right now. Recognize that every experience is teaching us something new. Patience, persistence, perseverance, and ultimately resilience. Thank you again for listening to this episode, and as always, please take care of one another and stay safe. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.